This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's 7:08 on the Wednesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, live in Brantley County, just off Highway 82, standing outside of Satilla Grocery. This has kind of been a landing spot over since the start of the fires 2 weeks ago Monday. This is where fire rescue has come. This is where the Salvation Army has been nearly every day. This is where refueling trucks have been. This is where the community has gathered to support one another and obviously to shop. Just about every vehicle yesterday as I arrived had bottled water in the back and was starting to pick up more supplies. And life is getting back to normal here in Brantley County, sure, since the wildfires. And it may feel like it's, you know, a world away from Durbin Creek and Argyle Forest and Jack's Beach and Ponte Vedra. But when you consider that this community had 100 homes that were fully destroyed, businesses that have been impacted because they've lost power, they can't operate in the same way, some 4,000 homes and livelihoods that have been evacuated. They're all back now. Evacuations have been lifted. But 4,000 is about half of Nocatee, give or take. That is a huge impact in this community. And this is a, you know, as I was driving in, it kind of reminded me of US 17 between, say, Green Cove Springs and State Road 19 in Palatka. There's some businesses along the way, but all in all, you've got a lot of woods around. And then back behind and within that are people's livelihoods, huge properties, homes and businesses, and in many cases they've been destroyed. And that's why we're here today, partnering with Salvation Army, with Action News Jax, with all of our radio stations to help raise as much money as we can. I'm seeing a woman who just pulled up and she's talking to Garrett Biedenbaugh, and she's saying thank you in her car. She said it means the world that you guys are here. And last evening I spotted a team that was serving barbecue here in the parking lot of the grocery store, so I put a microphone on Chris Brazel. He's the owner of The Local just up the road in Nahunta.
We're just feeding people, you know, in the community, whether they lost their home or been displaced or, you know, we're really not vetting everybody. We're just inviting them out and helping them out.
Do you do this every day?
We've been doing a lot. I mean, not here every day, but, you know, the Subway's donated several hundred box lunches. Our restaurant's done a few thousand breakfast meals, lunch and dinner for the fighters.
Everyone's talking to you. You're a busy man right
now.
Yeah,
yeah. We just trying to help out.
Why are you doing it?
Just trying to help out. Yeah, it's a small little town. It's probably the most devastating thing that's ever happened to this community. So I'm sure every little bit helps. Yeah. People, I've never seen a town come together like this. There is so much food in Brantley County. What we're doing times 10. Water, clothes, everything. I mean, I know people lost their homes and their vehicles, but this town has stepped up.
How about people from outside of the town? Are you feeling that impact?
Very much so.
Are you?
All my food distributors, Benny Keith, U.S. Foods, they've all stepped up and donated. I mean, behind our restaurant right now, I think we got about 5,000 bottles of water just for people to come pick up. Yeah.
Is it feeling like the worst is behind the community?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is. Like what I read, you know, on the updates is that it's over 80% contained. I think they're going to pull it together. Hopefully we'll get a little more rain this weekend and really help out.
When did it feel like y'all had turned the corner?
When the rain hit Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. That's when I felt like it was really happening.
Yeah. Get a sense of it, like the whole community takes a big sigh of relief.
Yeah, everybody took a breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I'm taking a breath and I'm only smelling barbecue right now. How many butts do you have here, by the way?
We cooked 50 today.
50?
Yeah, 50 butts.
Good
mac and cheese, baked beans, and yeah.
What do you see a year from now with this community, with what is happening now and what's been happening the last 3 weeks or so?
You know, I think they'll get over it. I'm really concerned about, I'm hearing a lot of people not having insurance on certain homes in the area. And I don't know if like what the fix is to that. Is there any kind of, you know, government help that could come in? Obviously, if they had the money to have insurance, they would have had it, but they didn't, and now they don't have anything. So hopefully there's some support from the government or the state that will help out with some of these places that don't have insurance.
Yeah. Do you think the communities come together in a way you haven't seen? Have you lived here all your life?
I'm actually from a small town a couple hours away from here, but I've had a restaurant. I own the Subway here in town for 15 years, so I've been involved in this community for 15 years. Yeah.
Have you seen the community come together like this before?
I've never seen anybody come together like this town has. Like, Brantley County needs to pat themselves on the back. It's amazing.
Well said. Anything else you want to add?
No. Brantley strong.
Brantley Strong, Chris Brazell, owner of the local in Nahunta, and a whole team that was pitching in. And you could still hear the wind here. That's been an impact, obviously, over the last several weeks of the fire as well. Jacksonville's Morning News continues live on location in Brantley County. And again, if you'd like to make a donation of any amount to help with disaster relief with the Salvation Army, you can do so securely. Find the link at WOKV.com.